This is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 9.
This is Radio Freedom.
This is a live edition, so hold on to your hats, and it's also the American edition.
This is Radio Clash of Pirates Alive. Holding your living money, cashing in the middle of life. This is Radio Clash of Pirates Alive. This is Radio Clash. Everybody hold on tight! And we're going to get it today! Come on, go on now!
Quit.
Need to bounce for the sex, you know? Let's get it in. Yeah, man, your dude is back. Maybach roof is back. Tell the whole world the truth is back. You ain't gotta argue about who can rap, cause the proof is back. Just go through my raps.
Yo,
where my troopers at? Where my hustlers? Where my boosters at? I don't care what you do for stacks. I know the world glued your back to the wall. You gotta brawl through that. I've been through that. Been shot at. Shoot back. Gotta keep a peace like a boot ass. I ain't a new jack. Nobody gon' Wesley snipe me. It's less than likely. Move back. Let I breathe. Jedi Knight. The more space I get, the better I write. Never I write. But if ever I write, I need the space to say whatever I like. Now just
change clothes.
No, I stay fresh to death, aborted from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Exchange love.
And girl, I promise you, there's no substitute.
It's just me. And I ain't gonna tell you again. Let's get ghosts in the phantom. You can bring your friend, we can make this a tandem. Or you can come by yourself and you can stand them. Best believe I sweat out weeds. Give afro puffs like R-A-G-E. How you get if you can move it? Back it on up like a U-Haul truck. Then run and tell them ducks you heard Hobie. No shit, he and the boy for real make beautiful music. He is to the east coast with Snoop is. To the west coast with faces to Houston. Young Hov in the house is so necessary. No bra with that blouse is so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Why you front on me? Is that necessary?
Do I?
Till you look like the lane. Who don't understand a bra with a mean shoe game? Who's up on dot 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 and Vera Wang? My, are you insane? That's just
what you want me to do.
Change clothes.
You know I stay fresh to death, aborted from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Exchange clothes.
And girl, I promise you, no substitute.
Just me.
Sexy, sexy.
So necessary, man.
Sexy.
Yes, sir. It's a groove. It's a groove.
Sexy.
Bring it back. Young Hov in that house is so necessary. No bra with that blouse is so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Why you frontin' on me? Let's go to my hotel. This don't go well with those S-dots. Gotta stay fresh, ma. Don't shout with a respite. Oh no, ma, please respect my jiggy. It's probably purple label. Or that BBC shit on is probably tailored. And y'all niggas acting way too tough. Throw on a suit, get it, tape it up. Let's just
change clothes.
You know I stay fresh to death, aborted from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Let's change clothes.
And girl, I promise you, no substitute.
Just me.
Sexy.
Woo! Sing along.
Sexy.
Put your hands in there, unicorn. Snap your fingers in.
That was Losmoc, or L-O-S-M-O-C, with The Killers / Jay-Z. Amazingly titled there. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 9. Take 2. I'm doing this live, and the first take, I did the whole show, and hopefully this should mean there's less fluff-ups, but certainly I did the whole show and then found out all the levels were, like, really distorted, and it's like, oh, you know, or really kind of heavy levels. So rather than saying it was a heavy metal show, I decided to re-record it. Anyway, I could go into the setup here, but I'm not Adam Curry, so let's just say a little mixer, little Eye River, and probably a little bit of post-production. I did try recording it straight down to sort of 64k, and it sounded a bit crap. So I've decided this is going to be an American-themed show. This is because of Yeast Radio. Now, I decided this way before, way as in the blogosphere, way is kind of a day, isn't it? I decided this ages ago that I would do this show because I heard Madge's rant about Bush and Gonzalez and all that, and thought, way to go, and decided to do an American themed show with sort of a main kind of a long kind of mix in the middle, probably about 10 or 15 minutes of American themed sort of mashes, remixes, that kind of thing. And as I said, I didn't really want to get into the whole debate about whether Madge is real, but I suppose I kind of have to, really. I mean, my take on it is that it is just a bag of shit. It's just kind of... people are as real as in their podcasts as they want to be. People are as real in real life. Well, real life, in quotes. Wasn't that the name of an MTV show? People are real in real life as they want to be. And say, if you want reality, go and look at the reality TV shows, because that's probably as close as you're going to get. And even then, probably not. So people show what they want to show anyway. People are always put on an act. People are always showing a side to themselves. And this is probably more up than the first version, because I was really down because what happened is I had a bit of a falling out with someone about a similar kind of thing, because I'm on message boards, I'm on the internet, and I tend to act like I am in real life. I'm probably a little bit more opinionated, a little bit more forthright, but actually I say pretty much everything I say. I'm not saying I'm for real, I'm not going to start carving that into my arm. But everything I say and everything I do is something I would actually happily say in real life. I don't usually sort of, I don't troll. I don't sort of scream, you know, insanities at people, whatever. But it's become obvious that sometimes people don't want that. They don't want to see the real you. They'd much rather you go off and do an act. So I'm not sure which is the best, really. Whether you show who you really are. And go on that sort of kick, and you're unlikely, unless it's totally anonymous, to actually see a real, you know, the real you anyway, or whether you do an act. I think both have a truth. I think artists are good at revealing sort of an essential truth within something, and I think that's what Madge is doing. So way to go, girl. I like what you're doing. Okay, let's start this mix. Let's get it going. We'll start with Mixmatosis and America Don't Give a Fuck. We'll be right back.
imagine yourself heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. The Color Girls City. Take a walk on the wild side. 1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine yourself countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life at peace. The Color Girls City. Take a walk on the wild side. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people. Color Girls City. Take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side.
And they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs bloom in America. Industry boom in America.
Wealth in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
Terry's apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite
Podcast. Podcast.
Podcast.
I didn't get an iPod. No one I know got an iPod.
No.
You guys stand back. How many were shooting off this?
Boomer 1 to Boomer 2. Standing by on Q1. 2 5-inch flag shells.
They're okay. Ready to from the first two.
IR-1.
Bombs bursting in air. The bombs bursting in air.
Bomb.
And the rocket's red glare.
Vonga.
I beg your pardon.
Vonga song.
I beg your pardon.
Call that a song.
The well-known Vonga song.
The bombs, bombs, bombs bursting in air.
I beg your pardon.
And the rockets, the rockets, the rockets, red glare.
Vonga song.
The intense patriotism surging across our country carried the national anthem to new and different heights.
Targeting.
all the way to the top of the music charts.
Vulgar song.
Call that a song.
I am an American.
You're in specimen.
Listen to my words.
Bombs, rockets.
You're a specimen collector.
Before you even start, I am an American.
I will escort you to the toilet to observe the passing of urine.
All he tried to do is obfuscate, to confuse.
I am an American.
The bombs, bursting in air.
Star Spangled, all this song.
And the red glare.
Sounds more like a screen door. Dale Cottner's screen door.
I beg your pardon. Are you dissatisfied with the song?
Sounds more like a screen with its screen Cottner's screen door.
Well, you know, it wasn't meant to be sung while sober.
Oh, yeah? Screen door. Cottner's Dale screen.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah?
No, it actually began as a drinking song.
Oh, yeah?
Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Its author, Francis Scott Key, might have been charmed by topping the top 40, but was this really what he had in mind?
The bombs,
red glare.
Or better yet,
the sweet, delicious coldness of the first bite of peppermint ice cream on the 4th of July.
Or better yet,
drink up.
Was this really his song?
Drink up.
Well, you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
Anacreon, a Greek poet who celebrated...
Screen door.
Drinking.
Well, I do.
Drink up.
To be free.
Yes, the tune of our national anthem was lifted from an old English drinking song.
Yeah?
Drink up.
Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
The people who wrote it certainly weren't.
Drink up.
Francis Scott Key wasn't either when he stole the tune.
I bet I'd have liked him.
Oh, you would have liked Anacreon even more.
Anacreon.
Anacreon.
Oh, I do.
Even more.
Drink up.
Well, all the good things in life.
Oh, you mean,
Yes.
Let's sing it again.
Vulgar Star Spangled, vulgar song.
Oh, say, can
you... No, those are the new words, remember?
Oh, so who knows the old ones?
Song sung.
Ready, gentlemen?
In pubs throughout England.
To Anacreon in hell, a merry sad in full glee.
I am an American.
Now we stand by the rails and receive a hair-raising impression of how this projectile sounds as it passes by.
To be free.
The rocket's first in air. And the bombs, red glare.
Drink up. The separation of the first stage at Burnham.
Freedom to think.
Drink up. Intermittent sounds of the guidance rockets.
Freedom to speak.
The separation of the second stage.
To pray, to read, to act, to praise, to criticize. Freedom to eat and sleep, to work and play without pain.
Remember, what
That was KLF, America, What Time Is Love. That was their single version. It was a bit of a swan song from the, I think it was their last single they released, apart from maybe, I think they did sort of release Que Sera, Sera. But that is an absolute classic. And then before that, there was a Negative Land, our national anthem, which is off Free, which I played a track off there, probably as it shows 3 or 4. Then West Side Story, America. That is the most addictive tune ever. It's kind of hard to describe. It's basically what happened. It sounds very geekish, but when I was a kid, or shall say more about sort of 17, 18, used to hang around the computer rooms at college because it's about the only place you could actually mess around and sort of play games and sort of stay out of the cold. And friends of mine used to program things, you know, to work over the network, and I programmed all the beep commands, note by note, space by space for America, and then caused the whole of the faculty to be whistling America for the next 3 weeks. It is like a song virus. It's a great song, though. Then before that was RX with Imagine Walk on the Wild Side. I think that's from, I think it's www.thepartyparty.com, I think. Check the notes for that, but I'm being a bit crap. Then there was, before that, was Mixmatosis, America Don't Give a Fuck, which is American Idiot by Green Day mixed with Peaches. I Don't Give a Fuck, which is also using a sample from Joan Jett, Bad Reputation. So it's kind of a mash, kind of. And she's great live. I've seen her live several times. I'm a big fan. And my big news for today is I bought some records. I bought some albums. It's serious. No, Call the Guard. I actually bought Low, A Lifetime of Temporary Relief, the B-side collection, which is effing ace. It's brilliant. I've only heard like most of the first album, and I'm still amazed by the whole thing. And the interesting thing is they've got things like demos. They've got covers by the Smiths on there, not by the Smiths, covers of Smiths tracks. Get it right. Various covers, various rare singles that were produced by Patagonian goats on pieces of rare plastic, about 5 limited edition, that kind of thing, you know, sort of split EPs, that kind of stuff. Sorry, I'm getting surreal. And it's a great album. I'm going to play a track called I'll play most of it, or I'll play kind of half of it. It goes on for 10 minutes, but it's the original demo version of Lullaby, and it is very, very good. The quality is pretty awful. Thank you.
I'm not afraid to this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
When the city sleeps and I'm the only one who walks me, my shadow's the only one who walks me slowly. My shadow haunts the only girl that's beating. Sometimes I wish anyone would walk me till I walk the line.
That was the Mighty Party Ben with Boulevard of Broken Songs, which I can't remember if I've played. I don't think I have played that. It's all over your FM dial, as they say. But it's a classic. You have to go to partyben.com and download it. That's a mix of Green Day. This is a bit of a Green Day program, really. Scary. Is Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Travis, it's Aerosmith at the end with Sing from Eminem, and it is Wonderwall by Oasis. And before that was Low Lullaby Demo, which is a brilliant song. I wish I could play the whole 10 minutes, but I'd run out of time. But it's amazing how something that's recorded on a four-track around 1994 can still have such kind of emotional impact. I mean, when that vocal kicks in, you don't care if it's got like if it's hissy and it sounds like it's been recorded on someone's pocket dictaphone. It's good. I must check out more of their back catalogue. Okay, now I've depressed the fuck out of you, I'm now going to play a really, really up track. It's a track by Agent Lovelet, and it's called Waiting For You To Send Me An Angel, and it's a mix of Gwen Stefani and Real Life Send Me An Angel. And you can't help but smile when the Send Me Angel bits kick in. It's classic camp 80s pop, but as they say, no one does it better.
What an amazing time. What a family. How did the years go by? Now it's only me.
Tick, 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 tick This is Radio Clash.
Radio Clash, Radio Clash, Radio Clash.
Brought to you by Mutant Pop.
That was Agent Lovelet and Waiting for You to Send Me an Angel, which is, as I said, mix of real life and Gwen Stefani. It's funny that I never really listened to the lyrics until I was listening to that on Flounder's 2004 mashups show, which saw Coffin. Phil Russell, a good friend of mine, he moderates the Mutant Pop forum, so there is a conflict of interest there. Hello, Phil. He posted the shows from 2004 Flounder's sort of roundup show, and they played that track, and there was several tracks in there which was like, oh, you know, I remember that was a classic, so I had to play that because of that. I would give you the links, but I think he got slapped on the wrist for posting them, but they are streaming, so check out, I think it's dc101.com. That DC101 being the radio station that Flounder is on. And I get so many hits for Flounder via Mutant Pop, the message board, because it's mentioned on there. So I know it seems to be quite popular out there. Okay, so that's pretty nearly the end of the show. Of course, there's a History of Mashup Part 2 at the end, which is covering Kurt Schwitters and William Burroughs and the Cut-Up. Sort of going into the sort of the, if you heard what, say, Cassette Boy and Negative Land do, that goes into the back behind of that, behind the history. I hope this show's gone all right. It's been a bit mad doing it again. I'll probably listen to it and find it's all gone a bit strange, but it's been fun. And if you're going to contact me, I love feedback. Oh, and I had to say, thanks for feedback from Mark Rathnall of the Ooh Boys, as he said, Ooh Boys, the Who Boys, thanking me for playing his track, and no problem. Just keep creating brilliant tracks like that, and I'll keep playing them. You email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And the website, I'm sorting out a blog, I've designed the actual blog for it, and now trying to work out exactly how I can plug it into WordPress, which is a bit of a nightmare, at mutantpop.net/radioclash/, at the moment it directs to my message board. You'll find all the production notes, you can give feedback there on the message board and everything. It's been emotional, I will, now it's going to be, if he plays the bloody ident, now I have to talk while I try and work out how to play the ident, dear, preparation, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Here we go. It was going so well.
The History of Mashups.
Hello and welcome to History of the Mashups Part 2. In this episode we're covering Kurt Schwitters and William Burroughs, and it's a history of, more of a history of the cut-up really, history of where cut-ups come from, because they very much informed the work of Negative Land, Cassette Boy, Emergency Broadcast Network, people like that, to actually things like juxtaposing and cutting up media sources. And this is more about where it comes from. So it started with Kurt Schwitters. Kurt Schwitters was a German artist, part of the Dada movement in the 1920s and 30s. And he was experimenting with taking what's basically baby language, phonemes, bits of language, kind of the language that, you know, that babies would make. Hence the name Dada is formed from that. And the idea was that that's an language. It's before you're taught. It's the whole sort of naive art idea that you are an artist when you're born. You have a style. You know, that is somehow pure, and then that's sort of taught out of you, and you're taught to paint and act and talk in a certain way. I'll play you a little bit from his Die Sonata in Erl album, which I think means, I'm not sure, the sonata in vowels, but I'm not sure.
Rinsaka the baby hunts kermu, see you hunts at you rinse kermu,
rockety baby. Rum, tup, tup, tsiyum, tsetsiyu, nskrmu, tsiyum, tsetsiyu, rinskrmu. Rockety baby, rockety bitsy. Tums, bava, tetsiyu.
As you can hear, it's actually quite funny. Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure it informed people in sort of nonsense poetry and people like Ivor Cutler in some of their approaches. So going on from that, and that was from in the 20s and 30s, was onto William Burroughs, who was working from the 40s and 50s. He was not so much doing a performance, he was taking actual tapes, actual recordings, and messing with them, recording their voice still, but using recording technology to do things like that. And what I have is a recording from of William Burroughs talking about his cut-up method. He said, as you can find it. And he's talking about what kind of what he was trying to do with mashups and how the juxtapositions and how certain things actually leapt out at him when he was doing them, how it almost in his word actually predicted the future, which is quite a mad concept actually. We'll just find it for you.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups and rearranged texts seem to refer to future events. I cut up an article on written by John Paul Getty and got, "It's a bad thing to sue your own father." This was a rearrangement and wasn't in the original text. And a year later, one of his sons did sue him. I mean, it's just purely extraneous information. It meant nothing to me. I had nothing to gain on either side. In 1964, I made a cut-up and got what seemed at the time a totally inexplicable phrase. "And there is a horrid air conditioner." I didn't have an air conditioner at the time. In 1973, I had moved into a loft with a broken air conditioner, which was removed to put in a new unit, but we couldn't get anyone to take it away. "And there is 300 pounds of broken air conditioner on the floor. A really horrid disposal problem. Heavy and solid and emerging from a cut-up 9 years ago." There are quite a few examples of this, and as I say, if you experiment, I think you'll turn some up sooner or later. We had no explanation for this at the time, and just suggesting the press, when you cut into the present, the future leaks out. But we simply accepted it and continued the experiments. The next step was cut-ups on the tape recorder, and Brian was the first to take this obvious step. A step becomes obvious when somebody takes it. Like 500 years of cannonballs before someone got the idea of a cannonball that explodes on contact. And that happened in the American Civil War, towards the end of the American Civil War.
That was William Burroughs. Oops, sorry. Yeah, that's what it is. That was William Burroughs in the Naropa archives, which are at archive.org, talking about cut-ups and how he saw them foreseeing the future. It's quite a mad concept, actually. The idea that the juxtapositions actually meant something on a spiritual or on sort of psychic plane. He's also talking about psychic voices earlier in that. I haven't listened to all of it, but about the whole psychic voice phenomenon or EVP phenomenon, which is the idea you record something and you leave it going and you hear voices. First done, I think, a turn of the 20th century by a guy in Scandinavia who was recording birds, and then he listened to and got all the recordings. I've heard those recordings. Susan Hiller uses it as part of her artworks, and they're quite scary. But basically the idea of cut-ups were taken, we know about places like people like Jack Kerouac, what they were doing, but then people like Steve Reich were using tape loops, and I'll be covering some of his work next. And then it goes on to more modern-day people like Negative Land, Cassette Boy, Ozzy Meisso. So it does link into what came on later. Certainly there was a lot of influences there. And what you'll find interesting is that William Burroughs went on to work with people like Cobain, Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, which I'm about to play, Bill Laswell, I think Holcutt, quite a few different people later in life. So it's obvious he was an icon, but also he was quite an influence in his approach, certainly to things like Eno's obscure strategies, cards, and the idea of using chance in working with a piece, whether it be, you know, a cut up piece or music, and also juxtaposition, the idea of taking two different elements, two different media elements, and creating a third object, was certainly something that he and invented, along with people like Brian Geisen, as he mentioned. I'm now going to play a track by William Burroughs called Words of Advice, which was done in 1994, and it was with the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, and remixed by Bill Laswell, and it's a good track, and I'll see you next time.
Well, here are a few simple admonitions for young and old. Never interfere in a boy and girl fight. Beware of whores who say they don't want money. The hell they don't. What they mean is they want more money, much more. If you are doing business with a religious son of a bitch, get it in writing. His word isn't worth shit, not with a good lord telling him how to fuck you on the deal. Words of advice for young people. After having been exposed to someone's presence, you feel as if you'd lost a quart of plasma, avoid that presence. You need it like you need pernicious anemia. Don't like to hear the word vampire around here. Trying to improve our public image. Build up a kindly, avuncular, benevolent image. Interdependence is the key word. Enlightened interdependence. Life in all its rich variety, take a little, leave a little. However, by the inexorable logistics of the vampiric process, they always take more than they need. Now, some of you may encounter the devil's bargain, get that far. Any old soul is worth saving at least to a priest, but not every soul is worth buying. So you can take the offer as a compliment. They charge the easy ones first, you know, like money, all the money there is, yeah, but who wants to be the richest guy in some cemetery? Money won't buy it. Not much left to spend it on, eh, Gramps? Getting too old to cut the mustard. Well, time hits the hardest blows, especially below the belt. How does a young body grab? Like three-card money, like pee under the shell. Now you see it, now you don't. Haven't you forgotten something, Gramps? In order to feel something, you have to be there. You have to be 18. And you're not 18. You are 78. Old fool sold his soul for a strap-on. Words of advice for young people.
Mm-hmm.
History of Mashups.